Thank you for the encouragement. As I was thinking about preparing this message this morning, I started thinking about the things that go through my head before I take communion. And so I was literally thinking about the words. I thank God for his son. I thank Jesus for dying. And as I was thinking about them, I was thinking, this sounds so boring. It's like the words don't have gravity or something. It was like I was thanking God for my lunch or something like that. Like just thinking about it, going through the motions. And I've heard Marty Solomon coin this term before. It's called the lullaby effect. And it's where if you listen to the words Rockabye Baby and you were singing that if you had a child before they're going to bed, you would think, why am I singing this to my child? The words are horrible about being in a tree and a ladder and all these things that you don't want around a baby. But I think sometimes I can get in that place when I'm taking communion. So the first thing I did was turn to scripture to help me kind of knock myself out of it a little bit. And so I started reading in Mark 14, verse 22. And this is the Passover, the Last Supper. And it starts with Jesus, the scripture says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had taken it, gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take it, this is my body. And during the Passover dinner, having the unleavened bread was commonplace. I mean, this is just something they do, part of the routine. And when Jesus said this is my body, like reflecting on that, I would think, well, didn't they think like, wait, what? Why are we taking this for your body? This is different than what we usually take it for. And then he said, and then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. So they drank from it before he explained the cup. And he said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, okay, as a Jew, the thought of drinking blood would be very sacrilegious. I mean, that was one of their commandments in Leviticus. And so for Jesus to compare what they had just drank to blood, again, that to me would have been like, wait, what? Like, wake me up for a second out of my lullaby. But it didn't, or at least we don't have evidence that it did right here. And then he says, truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it in the kingdom of God. When they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. The hymns that they sing at the end of Passover, it's called the Hallel, and it's basically Psalm 113 through 118. And if you look at those scriptures, there's so much Jesus in those scriptures. And again, it's just like another layer of the Passover where they just weren't getting it. So after I read that, it really didn't like knock me out of my own lullaby. What it did is made me feel better. Like, okay, well, if I'm in a lullaby and they were there right with Jesus and they're in it, then I'm not doing so bad. You know, it's kind of like when you're a kid and one of your siblings gets in trouble, it makes you feel good about yourself. That's how I was feeling after I read that scripture. So what I did from there was like, I got to get out of this. So what I did from there is I started texting, calling a bunch of you in here and said, you know, when you take that bread and drink the wine, what do you think about? And I had so many great responses. And so just to give you an idea of my poll, the ages ranged from 18 to 70 plus, men and women. And here are some of the responses. I will usually take communion and center my thoughts on the cross, because I really don't think about the cross during the week. Then I'll meditate and have gratitude. I envision myself on my knees in front of the cross and imagine Jesus smiling at me and saying, it's gonna be okay. I imagine myself at the Last Supper and truly try to remember of how big of a deal that was in that moment. I was raised to think about how unworthy I was, but I try now to reflect on Jesus, the sacrificial love, and that he loves me. I might go to read the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. I just ponder who I am, my sin, and then which one of those two I am before God. I think this is my body of the Christ that's coming into me, reminds me of the spirit that lives within me, and Jesus did this all for me, and I can do a better job as a servant. I quiet my mind and visually picture Jesus hugging me, like grabbing my face and telling me he loves me when he's looking right into my eyes. My mind defaults to what Jesus looked like at the table with his disciples. I'll think about how he was asking them to remember him with the bread and the wine. Then I'll think about my last week and lay the troubles at his feet. Sometimes it's gratitude, And sometimes it's, this is what I'm going through, please take it from me. So as I was getting these texts and having these conversations, like the words that I share or with God and talking about Jesus when I take the bread and the wine, they suddenly had more weight. It was like listening to everyone else's words helped me feel the words that I was saying. I think about Jesus at the Passover and when he was looking at his disciples and he was saying these things, like, oh gosh, you guys don't get it. You're going to get it in a few days. You know, just understanding the gravity of what he was going to go through. And then I think about the disciples, what their first Passover a year from them was going to be like, or even their first Seder dinner together after Jesus was rose, like what they were thinking about, what their thoughts were when they were actually taking the bread and the wine and remembering and being able to share with each other, like, man, I was so confused or it went all over my head. I didn't even realize the words I was saying and what he was telling us. Just hearing other people's thoughts and thinking about what they were thinking about helps me when I pray and when I talk, because I feel like communally we just help each other out so much. So I'm going to pray for the bread and the wine.